I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 244, Dr. Ree and the Integrity Prayer. My Old Testament professor in Bible college was Dr. Song Nai Ree. He was a brilliant and yet humble man of God. He was fluent in six languages, and he knows the Bible inside and out. He yearly went on archaeological digs in Israel, bringing back pictures and stories to affirm the truth of Scripture. He taught me also something about prayer and integrity with a simple daily practice. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God and to love others in our everyday lives. Here we ask the question, what would it look like for Jesus to live a life of love through our lives? You know, loving is authentic when our actions on the outside match our inside self. That's not always the case. Sometimes we fake it, but we don't mean it. I know a simple biblical prayer that can join our head and our heart in our walk with God among others. So give me five today, about 5 minutes for us to slow down. I'll tell you a story, we'll share a thought, we'll look at just a portion of Scripture, I'll ask a great question, we'll pray a thoughtful prayer together, and then hopefully give you a nudge of a challenge to living in love this very day. Dr. Ree would begin each class with the same prayer. It comes from Psalm 19:14. Now, Psalm 19 is truly one of the most beautiful and comprehensive psalms in all of Jewish scriptures. It begins with the first six verses talking about the glories of creation, God's handiwork that can be seen by all. And then in the back half, verses 7 through 11, David extols the power and potential of the Word of God. It's to be more desired than gold, it's sweeter than honey, and so on. And then he ends this masterpiece with a personal response in verses 12 to 14, asking to be kept from presumptuous sins, as he calls them, and to be innocent of great transgression. Well, the climax is what I call this prayer of integrity in verse 14. This is the prayer Dr. Ree would use to open class each day. It goes like this: Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Notice some things in this prayer. It's not just what you say with your mouth that matters. It's what comes out of your heart, and the two should be in sync. Also, what you focus on in your heart will determine what eventually comes out of your mouth. So as you meditate on whatever you're focusing on, it's going to spill out in the words that you say. And then, you are living for an audience of one, or at least you should, the Lord. You want your words and your meditation to be acceptable in His sight. You're not simply trying to please everybody else. You want to please Him. And finally, you acknowledge that the Lord is your rock and your redeemer. He's your solid foundation, not the world of politics or the money in the bank or the comforts of the moment, but in the Lord who is with you and in you and for you and through you. Hallelujah. I don't know that anyone else has called it this, but I call it the prayer of integrity, because integrity means honest. Your heart and your mouth go together. Integrity means soundness of moral character. You are, on the inside, what you appear to be on the outside. When you talk about an object like a bridge, integrity can mean soundness or strength or stability. That's what I see in this Davidic request of God. So here's the great question. Will you find a place in your day to regularly pray this short but dynamite prayer of integrity? For our prayer today, what I'd like to do is slowly and deliberately pray this ancient prayer. And as I do, maybe you would pray it too, even repeating each phrase after me, right where you are. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 245. And in the meantime, like Dr. Ree, I too pray the integrity prayer very frequently, every Saturday and Sunday, before I stand to bring the Word of God to the congregation. I pray Psalm 19:14. I'm wondering in your own life, is there a time where you would want to regularly utter this plea to the Lord? Maybe as you rise in the morning, or as you make a phone call, or enter a meeting, or when you have to speak in a difficult situation. I hope you will find a way in your own context to be as blessed as I have been by Dr. Rhee and the Integrity Prayer.